Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. You know, we want to holler at you. Well, not we, because it's just me, my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. It's still out. We still give a shout out to 100. Get better. Queen of the little people. Let your little people subjects take care of you and get you better so you can come back to the show and catch that alley-oop and give out that stink face that we also love here on Smooth Drama. Anyway, while it's just me, I, of course, encourage you to call in. Call in number 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Of course, I encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama page, smoothdrama.com. Check us out. You know, give us any suggestions of what you think we can improve. Any questions that you have, comments, concerns, hit me up, smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. I take all questions, criticisms in stride. You know, y'all know me. I'll answer your questions live here. Any subject, it don't matter. Social network with me. Look me up on Facebook, Twitter. Meet me. I'm Smooth Drama. You add me, I'll add you back. And we can talk a taste on damn near anything. Well, anything, pretty much. And speaking of things to talk a taste on, I don't know how many of y'all watched the end of the president's speech. Well, not the end. I watched the whole thing. And the beginning was telling for me. See, because I look for the little things, and the greatest thing that Obama did tonight as a real husband, he went for the first hug and the kiss, and you know, that was just the regular one, just, yeah, I'm hugging and kissing you, because, you know, I'm hugging and kissing you and it looked good for the camera. Then he came back for the second one. And the second hug is where I know he went into automatic man pilot. What's automatic man pilot? As where he patted Michelle on the ass like a man who hits his woman would. You know, like, yeah, because you know after this speech is on. It was funny. I was like, oh, because I seen the hand go down. I was like, that's what I'm talking about right there. Got nothing to do with policy. I'm just saying, Obama, he tapped his woman on the ass like, yeah, that's what it is. And if you don't understand it, ladies, I'll explain it to you. It's one of them things like, if you got a man, he's staring at you, and he's patting you on your ass, on the ass, you know what that is. I just have one complaint. I mean, I was hyped up. Speech was cool, you know, as far as speeches go. You know, I'm not really big on speeches. I'm big on action. But I look at it like this. My number one complaint, I wish they would just let Obama at least pick some of the music. Because they make it where Obama can't say or quote-unquote do anything black, although patting his woman on the ass. I'm not going to say that other men don't pat their women on the ass, but as y'all probably know, if you don't know, black men, we have an ass fetish. So that was the black ending. He couldn't help that. But they don't, you know, he doesn't do anything quote-unquote that would suggest or say anything that has anything to do with black or anything, and especially the music. I'm like, yo, can we get a little soul music? Just one song? Not asking for a lot. I don't know if y'all been watching the Republican first and then the Democratic convention. And the music, they just no soul music. All the remixes or remakes are by people who have not even one tenth of the soul of the original song makers. It just hurts my heart. I mean, We Are Family didn't even get to be sung because it's remade by somebody else. It's like you can't play the original. I'm just saying. But I could be considered hate. I just look at it like, well, damn, can we get the original song made? Anyway, moving on. I read the craziest thing. There's a new cologne that's being designed by Daniel Peltz, who's an associate professor of film, animation, and video at Rhode Island School of Design in Providence, Rhode Island. He collected the sweat of glass blowers from Sweden. And he just thought, well, hey, when I would make glass, he would notice that there would be a little sweat from the creator inside of a glass that was just blown. So he decided, hey, why don't I make some perfume from that? And I don't know if y'all remember, this is along the lines of the woman who a few months ago had came out and was talking about making perfume off of urine, you know, which sweat is along the lines of making perfume out of urine, making perfume out of sweat. Can we just stick to good old-fashioned whale vomit as sweat, as perfume? I mean, I know I shook my guest host Blue Royale last time when I talked about perfume and cologne being made from whale boo-boo. But and people are cool. So I guess they're saying that if you down with whale doo-doo as cologne and perfume, why you can't be down with Swedish sweat? Let me see if I can say that three times real fast. Swedish sweat, Swedish sweat, Swedish sweat. Anyway, yeah, special helmet for that. I don't know who he think the market's going to be. I hope he ain't trying to make no money out of that, because sweat stinks, homie. No matter how you try to, I guess if people are into the natural odor of people, more power to them. I myself think I'm going to pass. And you get a special helmet for even trying one. That's just retarded. And speaking of special helmets, oh man, you know, these so-called celebrities who are trying to sell albums, and they come out and they do the damnedest things. For example, this rap, I guess he's a rapper, singer, I don't know what the hell he is, Lil B. He's been calling out Kevin Durant on the basketball court, talking about, I got skills, I will beat you at basketball. And obviously, it's a commercial trip. He's trying to, you know, get famous by saying, I called out Kevin Durant, trying to get a little buzz, because I'm sure his album is probably going plastic right now. And I might be even giving him too many props. not saying he's going plastic. I'm thinking that he's going cardboard or, well, no, cardboard is recyclable. So, yeah, he's probably not even going aluminum. Anyway, Lil B, which I don't know what Lil B stands for, and I'm not going to speculate on it because, you know, it may be what Too Short is known to say, but that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. Lil B. Good looking out, Lil B. I doubt you could beat me in 1-on-1, much less talk about Kevin Durant. Stick to what you know, which is making terrible rap albums that none of us are going to buy anyway. We're not even going to listen to your demo. Anyway. And speaking of not buying anything and not listening to your demo and folks going crazy, on CNBC, they had Kim Kardashian on there. I mean, I guess she's newsworthy or whatnot. But they asked her for her take on the economy. And I'm like, why would you ask Kim Kardashian her take on the economy? I mean, because obviously, maybe it's something, I don't know. Kim Kardashian, she knows so much. Her knowledge is so vast because, as we know her as the multi-talented, and being great with the money that she inherited from her parents and being famous off of her otherworldly skills, like she sucked a dick in the sex tape. Yeah. Anyway. 6 million viewers. 6 million people watch their show. It's the most watched show on TV. Why? I'm still stuck on that. I want to know why. And once we figure out why the hell people would actually watch her show, then we can try to figure out why CNBC asked for her take on the economy. Because, you know, Kim Kardashian can give them solutions like nobody else can. And another thing that kind of irked me this week, I read that Homeland Security was doing a drill. You know how they do these drills where it's supposed to be emergency whatnot. Only this time they did the zombie apocalypse, zombie warning. Hold on a second. We got a call there. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How you doing?
Hi, sir. How you doing, bro? Yeah, my name is Slaudin from New York City. I agree with you 100%. It's I think like the phenomenon of the celebrity of Kim Kardashian, it really says a lot about American culture, doesn't it, bro? That really somebody who's a really, if I may say, manifestly a low life whore, is now elevated to the level or the status of a go-to person for issues and matters as important as the economy. When I was in school, I'm sure you probably heard of it, bro. Like, they call it the halo effect, like where somebody is like famous in one area, and then we generalize about their ability to apply to virtually all other areas that they have absolutely no expertise in at all. Like going to some companies will use a diabetic company will use Michael Jordan or Michael Douglas as a spokesperson, and they have no knowledge. They're not medical doctors at all. And of course, who should we be talking to? A physician. Who should we be talking to about the economy? An economist.
Exactly.
But think about it, right? Most people are that stupid, man.
Right. I mean, I still question why their show. I mean, you're watching her on TV. 6 million people think that what they do on their show, and I've watched it once, and I'm trying to get watching people in their house sitting in their living room. That's exciting. Oh, Kim Kardashian, she went outside today and she did a photo shoot.
Damn.
In a bathing suit.
Bro, some people have no life at all, man. They live vicariously through other people. Yeah, what's that other show, Big Brother at Night, where they just sit around all night, man, and people watch that, man?
I don't.
You heard about that show, right? You heard about
yeah.
it, right?
I but see, Salu Hadeen, I
yes,
go
sir.
Outside. You know, I actually live outside of my house. You know, no, normal people. See, what we're agreeing on is that
mm-hmm.
there are 6-7 million people who sit in the house and they have no life, and their life is pretty pathetic.
Mm.
And that's how it is. I mean, we talk about, you know, you wonder why there's no BC problem. You wonder why nothing gets done in this country. It was because people, they have time to watch that, but they don't have time to go out there and be involved in their community.
Wow.
Yeah, that hour that they spent watching Kim Kardashian not get married, they could have been cleaning up a park or being involved in some kid's lives somewhere. Just my humble opinion. I want to thank you, brother, for calling in, though. And
thank you, brother.
I want you to call in anytime, man. You're
yes,
welcome
sir.
Here.
All right, now. Good night.
All right, man. All right. Shout out to my man, Salu Hadeen, out of New York City. I had to come out there and visit y'all. I got family out there, so maybe I'll step out there. I'm not going to step on that reality show while they out there, though. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, I'm talking about I was back at Homeland Security doing the zombie warning as a drill. You know, sort of like they do those fire drills where they come in and tell you, hey, you're going to have a fire drill tomorrow. And I'm like, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose? How you going to get ready for something when for something that you can't predict is going to happen? When you never get to get ready for it, it's like, okay, yeah, we got a fire drill tomorrow at 2:30. So at 2:25, you're like, yeah, okay, it's about to come. I mean, you're waiting on it. I'm like, if you want to do a real drill, just do it at 1:15. Don't tell nobody and see what happens. That's just me. That's common sense. See, to me, that's common sense as opposed to, as my man called in and said, you sitting around watching stupidity. That common sense is what we lack in here. But, hey, you know, we just need to go back to the old days and getting that common sense in. And speaking of going back to the old days, I'm a oldie but goodie kind of guy, hip-hop kind of guy. So giving a shout-out. To my homies in New York, I'm gonna go to my homies from back in the day, Showbiz and AG, off their album Runaway Slaves. This is Still Digging.
Hey yo, your baby J, man. Yo, what's up, Showbiz? Tony Stark and Chase, you ready to do this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Got him with the flavor. We got him with the flavor.
All right, Chris, drop the new flavor on him, man.
Nah, not that, man. I did that 3 years ago, man. We gotta kick him with a new flavor. You know what time it is. You gotta come correct, man.
Alright, yo, Chris, drop the new flavor on him.
Come on, Dosh. Yeah, 1992. Showbiz and AG, we about to catch a wreck. And I got my main man, Diamond D. He's about to catch a wreck from digging in the gate.
See, I'm back on the block, but my name ain't Quincy. Yeah, I'm chopping rappers up into misty. Step up and speak if your shit ain't weak. The beats for the cheap kids, they don't come cheap. I practice my craft so you can call me macaroni. And I get cheese and more runs than a pony. Smoke a lot of herb, but I don't chew tobacco. When show drops the beat, I say,
holy mackerel.
The sun don't front any longer.
Yeah,
see, my status is large and the pops are getting stronger. Huh. Ride around with New York in the past. Sit back and laugh, or maybe sign an autograph. I'm walking tall, but yo, I'm out of cracker. Don't run with the bull.
out. Show biz, my man still digging in the great diamond deep. Yeah, I'm still digging in the great show biz. My man still digging in the great diamond deep. Yeah, I'm still digging in the great. Hey, yo, kick off the set, but it's never red. The diamond got a beat for every dread in his head. But don't be misled.
Wow.
The great beats are dead. I'm not the biz who runs around a super pro kid. I'm just a cool brother who hang out in a chop shop. And I still get my props for giving brothers knocks. Step up front, yeah, that's if you want it. One time to breathe, there's no future in front. Cause they know, and I know, she know, we know. That I'm an old champ like Bruno Sammartino, or Ivan Pussy, or the brother Tony Atlas. To buy my EP and show biz will be the baddest. The baddest is my status. I knew a man ain't baddest. You rode the night train to Georgia, that's like baddest. Night in the mist, there's my 40s on my list. You pass them away, I might flip and take a sip. Or sit back and smoke a blunt with Slick Nick. Sometimes he bumps slow, sometimes he bumps quick. I'd rather grab the mic and concentrate on getting paid.
What?
I'm out and I'm still digging in the fucking crate.
Show biz,
my man's still digging in the crate. Diamond D. Yeah, I'm still digging in the crate. Show biz, my man's still digging in the crate. Diamond D. Yeah, we're still digging in the crate. Show biz, my man's still digging in the crate. Diamond D. Yeah, we're still digging in the crate. Show biz, my man's still digging in the crate. Diamond D. Yeah, I'm still digging in the crate.
Word up, man. You gotta keep digging in the crate, you know what I'm saying? Word, my man.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Showbiz and AG off the album Runaway Slave. And it was Still Digging, because, you know, we still digging in the crates. Oh, and speaking of digging in the crates, I got to dig in the crates of hate here, because there are some people that deserve to be shitted on, and it's always the haters of the week that deserve it, and our hater of the week is a group of people on the airline in first class who believe, you know what, just because a kid has Down syndrome, he didn't deserve to be in first class. You know, there's a guy who had Down syndrome, a family with a kid, and the family had flown quite a few times, and the only difference was they had upgraded for the first time in the first class, and I guess the airline was like, and it's American Airlines, so you know, because American, they love Americans, obviously. They offered to book another flight for the family, just not in first class. You know, for the safety of the young man and the safety of others. Because, as y'all know, people with Down syndrome, they, obviously, they're a danger to themselves and to everyone. I guess they're like little terrorists and whatnot. So, American Airlines, hater of the week, Down syndrome children can't be in first class. Only a-holes can be in first class, not kid. Anyway, when I read and hear about stuff like that, it just, you you wonder why, well, I don't wonder. It's no wonder that everyone in the world hates Americans. Because you have attitudes like that. A kid with Down syndrome doesn't deserve to be in first class because, oh, it may be a problem. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am not a big fan of kids flying because, generally speaking, I will always have a kid either in front or on the side or behind me. But at the same time, hey, it's a kid. They cry. Once you get over that, you'll be all right. There are some folks who just they just done lost all their humanness, if they were ever human in the first place. You know, maybe we should just start looking at some of these folks who object to this type of thing and say, maybe they aren't human. Maybe they're them reptiles that David Icke has been talking about all these times. But that's a subject for a whole nother episode. Now, honorable mention is the male nurse, Dean Trin No, who was sexually assaulting women after they had surgery. Honorable mention to you, Mr. No. He's waiting on the women, they have the surgery, then he come in and try to get some. You can't get no more pathetic than that, homie. I promise you. You are number one in the dictionary under pathetic. Your picture is right there. And you know, when I talk about giving out special helmets, I envision special helmets given out to people with like the spikes in them that crush into your brain and make your head hurt more. That's a special helmet to me, because a lot of these people, they do things that just make no sense at all. You wonder why they do it. What do they get out of it? I mean, some people are assholes and they're not even rich. I mean, you can't be a poor asshole, can you? I understand rich people being assholes because they feel like they got privilege, but when you're a poor asshole, you're somebody like that, you're scum of the fucking earth. You taking advantage of folks that have surgery that's knocked out. See, to me, they are the people. Now, the people who do that type thing, they are the ones who should have to be made to take the shot where their dick can't get hard ever again. To me, because we have that capability nowadays where you can make somebody's dick not hard. I mean, we got the capabilities of making the dick hard. We have the capabilities of making the dick not hard. So I say the sex offenders, the people who rape and all that other stuff, they're caught, they're found guilty, and it's beyond a reasonable doubt. Inject them. The whole time that you're if you get house arrest, whatnot, you can't rape nobody. You're in jail, you can't get an erection. Bam. That's punishment right there. Waking up and you don't have that morning wood. Fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. That means me. It's an everyday thing. I wake up and I'm like, yeah! King of the universe! Anyway. Now, I saw there was, you know, there was a guy who was arrested because he had Joker makeup. And it was something that bothered me, because he went to see a movie, and he had like theatrical face paint, dyed pink hair, and a leather coat, like the Joker. He bought a ticket for the Expendables 2, and I guess one of the moviegoers in line saw him, was like, oh my God, he's got pink hair and a leather coat, and he's got theatrical face paint. And so he called the police on him. And the police, you know, confronted him. And they did a warrant check on him, found he had an active warrant for his arrest, whatnot. But I'm trying to get what homie did wrong. I mean, yeah, it's a little odd, but see, this is where we're going now, because that idiot in Denver did what he did. Now, anybody who freaking looks different is in trouble. So you have a guy who will dress up as the Joker and go in to see a movie like he did something wrong. Now, I'm not going to say that cat is normal, but at the same time, hey, there's nothing abnormal. I mean, hell, I could tell you that at my old job, I would wear Afro on Fridays and just to mess with people. For me, it was just funny. No biggie. I mean, there's something about individuality and freedom of expression. And when homie can't dye his hair pink, because there are a lot of women who dye their hair pink. Shit, y'all love, what's her name? Nicki Minaj. And her hair has been pink, yellow, orange, blue. I mean, she's had the whole Lucky Charm spectrum in her hair. Nobody had a problem with that, but now all of a sudden we have a problem with this young man. And like I said, I'm not defending him, but I am in a way, because it's like when we start going after folks because they look different, because I'm scared, I'm like, well, shit, I'm a black man. I mean, I was like, now all of a sudden I look different. I look threatening in my hoodie or whatever, and they're going to be calling the police. I mean, that's how I look at it. But, yeah, shout out to the homie that was in line that called the police on dude. I guess you've never been to San Diego, to the San Diego Comic Con, and seen people in their comic outfits. You probably would call the police there too, huh? Punk motherfucker. Now that I've got that off my chest and I feel so much better. I gotta go into my bag of hate, and my bag of hate goes into superhero stuff. So all my black nerds out there, stand up. And before I go, It's about another Green Lantern. If you're not a nerd, don't worry. I'll break it down to you in non-nerd terms in a little bit. But there's a supposed another Green Lantern in the comic book universe, only this one is a Muslim. Before I go on, special shout out to my main man BH over at worldofblackheroes.com. I'm getting this from off his site, because my man BH, he knows more about comics than, no, he's probably forgotten more about comics than I know, but I try to keep up every now and again. Simon Baz is a young man who witnesses the World Center bombing and all that. He became a criminal, car thief, and all that. He did get a Green Lantern ring, and so yet another Green Lantern is born. Now, to give you the history of the Green Lantern. Green Lanterns are supposed to be like one or two per sector. It seems like Earth has got like 45 Green Lanterns. we've got three white ones, and now we've got two black ones. I guess we're gonna get the Mexican and the Asian Green Lantern in here in a minute. It's just oh man, I'm not understanding. I wish there could be some originality in comics. It just seems like it's not forthcoming. But the hurt that I'm getting, the fact that you now have yet another Green Lantern, and it's the Muslim Green Lantern trying to sell some comic books controversially, whatnot. And as always, they start off the black Muslim. He starts off, whether he dark skinned or light skinned, there's the criminal background. It's like Marvel and DC, but this is DC Comics. But Marvel and DC in general, please step your game up. Not everyone who is not white has a criminal background. And sometimes it would be refreshing to have a superhero or superheroic character that didn't do any petty crimes, was just a regular person, and they got superpowers. I mean, it'll work sometimes. It gets old and tiring, and the stereotype is the reason why we ain't really buying your books, because it's old and tired. And if you don't believe it, hey, it's our money you're not getting, because I know you ain't getting mine. Not for that garbage. And speaking of garbage, I spoke earlier about people who sit around and they watch these bullshit reality shows when they could be out doing things in the community, whatnot. I mean, I'm a frequent volunteer. I've done a lot of volunteering in my day. And I saw something in my favorite state of Florida. You know, I can't stay away from Florida. There's just something going on there that just it makes me feel good inside. Not where they're in Florida, Pinellas County. They're making the volunteers get criminal background checks, and they're actually making the volunteers pay for it. You know, and they're saying that volunteers that are left unsupervised around students, excuse me, they have to have a level 2 clearance that requires fingerprint. And I'm cool with that. But now they're making it where you not only have to have the clearance, but you have to pay for it. So basically they're saying that you have to pay for the right to help the school out. I'm thinking, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I'm thinking that maybe the school should be paying because you're helping the school out. And I know they're going to go in on and say, well, the school can't afford that. These schools can't afford that. But I'm looking at it like this. Since these schools are cutting staff and volunteers are essential, what's $51 as opposed to not having anyone there? See, this is symptomatic. It should be something that should be a cost that maybe if you're volunteering, that the fee should be waived. You're volunteering. You're giving your time, energy and efforts to help out. And what do you get in return? A bill. Now, I know it don't sound like You know, it's like, well, you as a volunteer, but your time is precious. Time is precious. You never know when your last minute on earth is going to be gone. And to say that I'm giving my time and effort and you're charging me for it because I'm being nice, y'all crazy. I'm saying it. Y'all crazy. And the people who don't think that they're crazy, you're crazy. And on that note, I'm going to go on break here, doing it West Coast style. This is the Licks, as y'all would know them, the Alcoholics. If you don't know, you'll know them now. Going crazy.
Smoke.
Don't make it beat up on your kids.
together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the Alcoholics going crazy. And speaking of going crazy, you know what time it is. If you don't know what time it is, it's time for our dumbass of the week. Yeah, excuse me. Anyway, our dumbass of the week is an extra special man, Bobby Clifford Smith III. Ladies, if you have this man's digits saved in your phone, take it out. Trust me, he ain't worth it. Homie was so smart that he went into a store, the Somerset County Home Improvement Store, in Winburg, Pennsylvania. And he grabbed a toilet from a shelf and went immediately to the return line to exchange it for more than $600 in gift cards. Mind you, the store has video cameras. So, Bobby Clifford Smith III, ladies and gentlemen, if he's on your Facebook and he's your friend, unfriend him. He is not smart. He went into the store and grabbed the toilet off the shelf so that he could go and exchange it. I mean, he didn't steal it and come back out and come back in. He took it right off the shelf and went straight to the return line. (sighs) 32 years old. Now he's being held on $30,000 bail. Shout out to Clifford Smith, Bobby Clifford Smith III. Unfriend him. Telling you. He's going to come to your house, steal your toilet, try to sell it back to you. Makes you wonder sometimes. Makes you wonder. Now, what else made me wonder? This is something that shook me. Well, it didn't shake me. Yeah, I just thought it was funny. Nokia apologized for a faked Lumia smartphone advertisement. They in their advertisement, they featured video footage that appeared to be filmed with its new smartphone, when actually it was created using different equipment. You know, they had a window reflection in the commercial. This is just bad editing, by the way. They revealed a cameraman that was holding what appeared to be a SLR camera. So while they were lying that, hey, our Lumia smartphone, you can make this kind of video, homies in the window, in the glass, in the reflection, using the SLR camera. Shout out to the people over at Nokia who apologize, saying, well, we should have used a disclaimer saying that it was used as what it would be if you used this camera. And I'm like, well, why don't you just use the camera that they had in the thing instead of the smartphone? Anyway, shout out to Nokia, whose stock went down 8%, and then the next day went down another 6%. Your stock should go down 100% for selling fake shit, but whatever. If you buy Nokia, there's something wrong with you. Sort of like, finally, I guess, this is not about anything that's wrong with people, but well, technically it is. Drew Peterson was finally found guilty of the 2004 murder of his third wife. Finally. It only took 8 years to figure out, when there were no other suspects, that if they ruled out suicide and there's only one suspect, Anyway. Intelligence. It is so on call. It's missing. It's this man. They finally figured out that when there are no other suspects and it's one guy who threatened to kill all his other wives, and he's got another wife missing, by the way. Allegedly, she's still alive. Allegedly. It makes you wonder sometimes. It makes you wonder. What else makes me wonder? Besides the fact that I'm calling on the intelligence of people in my favorite state of Florida. Florida always comes up every week. I love you people in Florida. Y'all good for the news. In Tampa, Florida, 12-year-old Jasmine Roberts, who's a seventh grader, she did a science project. And the science project was about the ice in fast food restaurants. She had a hypothesis that was that fast food restaurants' ice would contain more bacteria than the fast food restaurants' toilet water. So, what did little Ms. Roberts go out and do? She went out selecting 5 fast food restaurants within a 10-mile radius of the University of South Florida. And at each restaurant, she flushed the toilet once, and she used some sterile gloves to gather samples. And she got a sterile beaker, and she scooped up some water and closed the lid. And then she collected ice from soda fountains inside the 5 fast food restaurants. And she also went and got cups of ice at the same restaurant's drive-through windows. She then went and tested the samples at the Moffitt Cancer Center lab where she volunteers. And the results didn't surprise her. She found that 70% of the time, the ice from the fast food restaurants contained more bacteria than the fast food restaurant's toilet water. Now, think about that for a second. This little girl had a hypothesis that the ice that you're drinking is worse than the toilet water that they're flushing. And I think we all can agree the toilets in fast food restaurants, the toilets, public toilets, are nasty. Public toilets, I mean, public toilets not even nasty. Public toilets is like you just want to kick the door open, you want to kick the toilet seat up and do what you got to do and move on. That is the nasty of the nasty. Well, the nastiest of the nasty. I can't speak. I'm so choked up here. And she found that water was cleaner than the ice. I mean, I don't even want soda no more. I mean, when they offer me a drink, I mean, especially if you're down by the University of South Florida, 10 miles within the university, your fast food places, the ice, and I guess subsequently the ice water, is worse than the toilet water. How that Pepsi taste? Crazy. Woo! That is I mean, obviously, it ain't going to be just a Florida thing. It's going to be an everywhere thing. Because you figure if it's bad in one place, it's bad in all of them. And speaking of bad in one place and it never seems to end, over in Africa, in South Africa, there was the Marikana miners who had been on strike, and the police shot dead 34 striking workers last month. In the union, the militant union, they refused to sign the peace accord with the government and the mine owner, Lonmin, insisting that they gonna remain on strike until his pay demands are met. Another union, of course, sold out and signed the deal. Now, the ANCU, who called the strike and are refusing to sign the deal, it's saying it's unlikely to make much of a difference. But the fact that the ANC signed the accord, it's awful. And the only reason why the miners were free is because, as part of the agreement, they dropped the charges on the police who shot the miners. Now, I'm trying to understand, where's the justice and where's the goodness of the deal? You're free to go because we were holding you hostage. And we're going to strike an accord with you if you agree to not press charges on the guilty fuckers who killed innocent people. Where's the justice for the 34 dead workers? Do they even deserve justice? Obviously not. Because it's not looking like they're going to get any. 34 people dead because they wanted commensurate pay for the hard labor that they were doing. This world is so crazy that we get mad when people want to be treated fair. Anybody see what's wrong with this picture? You deserve to die because you wanted to be treated right. What part of the game is that? I'm not even understanding what part of the game is that. It's basically you telling the world, hey, look here. At the core, if you try to be treated fairly, we will shoot you. We will shoot you dead. If you try to even consider commensurate care and trying to be treated fairly, you will be dealt with. Not criminals, but innocent, hardworking folks. What else needs to be said? Nothing. On that note, for the not here queen of the little people, Miss 100%, I am Mr. F the N-word, and this is another Smooth Drama session. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll holler at you next time. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.